Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, as for the team, I had winning it all before the season, not just getting to the Super Bowl, but winning it all. Yeah, they're 6-0, the Kansas City Chiefs. Duh. Imagine betting yesterday on the San Francisco 49ers. Do you hate yourself? Was this a cry for help?
This Ben Heisler?
How about Patrick Mahomes rushing touchdown yesterday where he truck-sticked that safety? And we're going to have to change Patrick Mahomes' first name to Scar because on that play, he killed Mustafa. Seriously, the safety's last name was Mustafa. I mean, it's like the Lion King. Literally, he's Scar. He killed Mustafa. The little truck sticked the safety. He's like a quarterback. It was absolutely ridiculous. I don't want us collectively, all of us, crew, the listeners, the viewers, can we not do this time around like we did with Brady and the Patriots, like we've done the last couple years? Not everybody, but like we all try and do, like, this team's going to get Kansas City in January. This is the team that's going to beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. No. Just no. No. No!
You can't tell me that's not Ben Heisler doing Gilbert Godfrey. Nick Costos. The text line is right. Dusty suffers from dyslexia, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, for a long time, used to call it Fred R. Bannett or Fred R. Bannett's golf course. You'd call it Abrams.
It is Fred R. Bannett's.
I know, but he used to call it Fred Abrams.
Oh.
Right?
It's weird when you look at words and you think how they're pronounced, and then you, like, I have that sometimes with names.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. But spitting 100% facts, right?
Well, it's like finally somebody in the gambling world, as Nick is, wakes up and tells everybody, stop trying to figure out what's going to beat the Chiefs. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. People look at me as a homer, and they're, oh, you're just, because you're in Kansas City, you're saying this. I'm like, no, this is reality. This is where we are right now. This is a different type of football team than any of us have ever seen before. It's not the New England Patriots. It's not Bill Belichick. It's not Tom Brady. It's not any dynasty that we've ever seen before. It's better than all of those dynasties. And it's okay to admit it. I know people don't like to admit when there's change and things come along that may be better or different, or you get to a point where you're just like, yeah, the Chiefs just find a way to win because they're better than everybody else. They're better than everybody else at the most important positions on the field and on the sidelines. And so when you're better than everybody else, unless you have self-inflicted mistakes, chances are when you line up on Sunday, you're not going to get beat. Now, if you turn the ball over a ton and you make big mistakes and you give up big plays, yes, then you're going to lose the football game. But the odds of the Chiefs doing that on the reg are very slim. It just doesn't happen with this football team. They're too talented of a team. They're too good of a team. They're too well coached. They're too well positioned to go out there and lose this game. And so if you continue to bet against the Chiefs and continue to find teams or try to find teams that are going to beat the Chiefs, because I've seen it already this week. Well, come January, Baltimore's going to beat them. Come January, Buffalo's going to beat them. Come January, the Lions are going to beat them. Why do you continue to say that? Why do people continue to think that somebody's going to beat this team in the most important games when in the most important games, Patrick Mahomes in his career is 15-3?
Well, it's real easy. Somebody wants to be that one that finally gets it right. I think it's what it is.
So you get that right for like 2 seconds. Yeah, you got it right. Great. Blind squirrel finds a nut. Odds would say eventually somebody's going to beat him.
And Kyle Brandt said a couple years ago, when he was like, Buffalo's the best team in football going into the season. And then he went to the end of the season and the start of next thing. He goes, I'm done doing it.
Yeah.
I'm done going against the Chiefs.
Right.
And that's a guy that's on an NFL football show every day of the week, Monday through Friday on the NFL Network. And he came out and he's a Buffalo guy. And
right.
He's like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. And when people go on that show and they try to be, you know, the guy that's like, you know, I don't know, man, the Chiefs, they don't really have a wide receiver. And then there they are, confetti and, you know, celebrating and getting another ring. I think that's part of it. I think some people just want to be the guy that's like, I told you, it's like those years for years. I mean, we've seen it 10 years now in a row that Chiefs won the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Carrington, other guys, this is the Chargers year. They got Jim Harbaugh. Justin Herbert's getting better. They just lost Arizona.
Right.
Right? And I mean, the Chiefs are 6-0, and they have no Rashee Rice, no Isaiah Pacheco, no Hollywood Brown, and they just lost another defensive or one defensive player in Watson. But I think when you look at this team,
Watson, yes.
I think a lot of people just want to be right. I think a lot of people are
then pick them to win.
It's like the
it's not that hard.
It's like the gambler that always wants to take the long shot and to be like, you know what? Yeah, I've got 10 misses, but the one hit I hit is the one I'm going to tell you about.
Right. Yeah,
right. Or the guy that goes to the poker table, like, oh yeah, I won $1,500 last night at blackjack. Oh. Didn't you say you played a couple times last week? I didn't hear about those games.
You don't hear about losses, right?
No. I mean, I'll tell you about my losses. But either way, no one cares about your betting. I do think it's interesting that people say the Chiefs get all the calls. Did you see the way that game ended last night?
I did see that game last night. There was a blatant face mask. I've never seen a quarterback taken by the face mask and thrown to the ground. And
safety.
Like,
game over.
How do you miss that, right? Like that. That's, I mean, wow. That was wild to me. Who was that safety against, by the way?
That was against the Minnesota Vikings.
Right. And who did they play?
The Los Angeles Rams.
And who does the NFL need to be good?
Minnesota.
No?
Oh, Los Angeles?
That's right.
Yeah.
So Ref was standing right there. They said they couldn't see it.
Who does the league need to be good?
Despicable.
Who does LA. The league need to be good? Yeah, who has the league been pushing to be good since they moved? L.A.
Hmm. Text line says this dynasty is more like the 90s Bulls dynasty than the Patriots dynasty.
Yeah, I think that's because the Patriots dynasty had a 10-year gap.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes is more like Tom Brady or more like Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, there's no question. He's
because
more like
this
Michael
year
Jordan.
He's giving me a lot of Brady vibes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes to me on the field is a killer on the field. Jordan was a killer on the court. Jordan was not going to lose. Jordan was not going to get embarrassed. Jordan was not going to go down. Patrick Mahomes is the same way. I mean, look at the two runs that he had. Look at the two runs that he had against the 49ers. The 33-yard run was just Jordan-esque brilliant, and then he plows over Mustafa in the end zone, and like, those are Jordan-type moments. Like, I know Brady had that kind of emotion and whatnot, but Jordan was a stone-cold killer. Jordan was the guy that you knew if he had the ball, he was going to win that game. You know that with Patrick Mahomes. You thought that with Tom Brady, right? You thought he was going to win it. But you watch Patrick Mahomes, and if you're on that other sideline and there's any time left and he gets the ball, you're losing that football game. You just are. And that's the way he is. No, he's more Michael Jordan than he is Tom Brady to me.
Mitch Holtis in 15 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan, the voice of the Chiefs, will join us like he does every Friday. I think this is an interesting discussion as we finish up the 7 o'clock hour or the 7 o'clock start segment. I think there's a lot of both. Which is insane to think about, like to put an athlete together and say Brady Jordan, because
what of Brady do you see in Mahomes?
The fact that you don't want to give Patrick Mahomes the ball with any time left, whether it be 13 seconds or a minute, and that affects your offense more than it affects your defense, because then your offense has to play perfect.
Isn't that Jordan though too? Like, you didn't want to give the ball back to him either.
Different,
you know?
Sports, right? Like, you didn't want Jordan to take the last shot.
Oh, God,
right?
No. You don't want Mahomes either to
Which
take
is,
the last shot.
Right. And I think that when you look at, you know, Jordan, when he got to championships, didn't lose. And I know Patrick Mahomes lost one against Tampa Bay.
Right.
But the thing is that
when, but imagine Jordan playing in a title game or a title series and he didn't have Pippen and he didn't have, like, his guys around him.
I think you could take three athletes and pick apart all their best attributes and put it into Patrick Mahomes. Like, Barry Bonds, Tom Brady, and Michael Jordan are probably the three most feared athletes in my lifetime. Patrick Mahomes is becoming that.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds got walked with the bases loaded. I'm not letting that guy beat me with Showalter's mentality.
Right.
Michael Jordan was, I don't care if Scottie Pippen has 35, don't let Jordan have 50. And when teams would do things or people would get things over Michael Jordan, it ate him up mentally and inside of him,
sure,
to bring out this new sort of evolution of that athlete. You look at Patrick Mahomes, the Kermit the Frog stuff, mm-hmm, right? He embodies that and then lets his play show it. Karl Malone gets MVP. Michael Jordan goes out there and makes him look like a fool in the finals.
Right.
You look at Tom Brady and you put the Patrick Mahomes gene in that. Patrick Mahomes can just coast like Tom Brady would throughout the regular season. He knew, give me 10, 11 wins, and then I get in the door. Once the wolf is in the door, all food is gone. And Patrick Mahomes knows, even though last year they were 11-6, it was the worst sort of season we've seen the Chiefs have in a while with Patrick Mahomes, maybe ever. They get into the playoffs and nothing mattered. Mm-hmm. They took something that is super chaotic and they slow it down. That's what Bonds did. Bonds, guy on, down by one. If they're going to pitch to me, I'm going to hit this out of the park. Tom Brady, we're down by three, I'm going to go get a touchdown. We're down by two, I'm going to make sure we get a field goal. You look at, you know, Michael Jordan, hey, just give me the ball and I'll make something happen. And Patrick Mahomes has that gene. Tiger Woods, another one too. Sunday, you're down by two strokes, you're done. Sunday, you're only up by two, you're done. Mm-hmm. There's never a safe spot. And the other thing too is that I don't know how many times it happened in Brady and Jordan's career, but they never really got blown out. And if they did, it was an anomaly. Patrick Mahomes doesn't get blown out. And the other thing about Brady and Jordan is that they were infectious into winning. Whereas like when people got around them and saw, oh my God, they're so good, they elevate everyone else's game.
You have to elevate your game. Otherwise, you're letting these guys down. You know, because like that's the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. He makes everybody better.
It's contagious. It's fun. And it's also unstoppable. And the thing about Patrick Mahomes, when he steps on the field, everybody goes and finds 15. Whether it's your team, their coach, your coach, there's 15. There's 23. There's 12. How many times you watch the Patriots? Falcons, 28-3. Did you ever say during that game, and if you did, that's fine, this one's over?
Because oh, I think never we all, did. I did. I mean, I did 28-3, you're thinking, yeah, man, I mean, even Belichick said it was over.
On my mother's grave, I was watching that at my old house in Blue Springs, and I remember looking at that TV, and somebody goes, well, this Super Bowl sucks. I said, do you know who's playing quarterback for the other team? And how many times do we do that today with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, well, I think when you're living in the moment, maybe people in Boston have that feeling. I did not have that feeling in that game. I thought it was over. Bill Belichick thought it was over. He was looking around 28-3. We really don't have much time left in this one. Oh, my God, we won. You know, that's why it was such a big win, and they put it on their Super Bowl ring and all that kind of stuff, because it was improbable. I mean, very few people thought. Maybe I don't even know that Brady thought they had an opportunity to win that game. I think he's even gone on record as, I didn't think we were going to win that
Who
thing
do you
either,
think
right?
People fear more on Sunday in red? Patrick Mahomes in his prime or Tiger Woods in his prime?
Probably still Tiger.
Okay. And that's because Patrick Mahomes hasn't hit his prime.
Patrick hasn't played as long as Tiger did, right? Like Tiger dominated for a decade and a half or whatever it is. Patrick's dominated for half of that. So, no, I think you saw that red on Sunday, man, and it was Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, y'all. Like, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe what's going on with Tiger. Patrick, yeah, I think you fear Patrick, but I'm glad, like, people are starting to come around and realize, because a year ago at this time, I was telling everybody the regular season doesn't matter. It's all about what you do in the playoffs, and people thought I was nuts. The boss was pissed at me and everything. Like, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm like, wait till the playoffs. They go ahead and win the Super Bowl. I went into Spector's office and went, hi, how you doing? I told you, you know, the regular season doesn't matter.
Done.
But this regular season does matter, because they've got goals for this regular season. God, they want to go undefeated. They want to run the table. They want to three-peat. And then in February, they can kick back and sit back and smoke a cigar and have a nice bottle of tequila or whatever it is that to their liking and enjoy themselves. But this is a team that, as soon as that game ended last year, they're getting ready for next season. They're getting ready for next season. They're getting ready for next season. This regular season does matter, because there's so much on the line and there's so much to prove. And they know if they run the table this regular season and win the Super Bowl, they will be considered the greatest team of all time.
Yep. Your quarterback drinks Keystone Light. This quarterback drinks Silver Bullets. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey as well. Coming up on the other side, Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, joins us here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Don't forget, I'm sure you heard the announcement. You'll hear more today. I'll be at Community American Credit Union in Blue Springs, my hometown. I get to go back home, baby. I'm going home today from 11 to 1. It's their Red Friday tailgate out at Community American Credit Union.
Did you pack an overnight bag for this trip?
Nah, man. I'm going to go see the old roots. Go see my stepdad today. He doesn't know it yet.
How far is that from Lee Summit? About 3 miles?
No, it's about 20 minutes. Might go down and see how much I miss Blue Springs Country Club. But yeah, Community American Credit Union, 11 to 1, I'll be
there.
With
a little tear coming out of your eyes going, I came from so far.
You know, I'll have a tear in my eye to see where Blue Springs is gone. Yeah, come out and see me. You got a chance to win Chiefs prizes, tickets to a home game for the Chiefs. Come say hi. I'll be there. Meet and greet's always fun. Chiefs cheerleaders are going to be there. Casey Wolf's going to be there. First to 100 people there, get some free food. Also some other prizes. From Community America Credit Union in Blue Springs off I-70 in Woods Chapel. So I know exactly where that's at. I don't even need to Google map it.
Wow, look at you.
That's right. Hometown hero, baby. Love it. Love me some Blue Springs Wildcats. Loving some high school football. That's tonight, too. Love Jay Beakley.
Weird games in high school. I don't know if it's like this on the Missouri side, but Olathe East is playing Mill Valley tonight. Mm-hmm. Like Blue Valley West is playing like St. James. Like it's like all out of like district conference. I don't know. Just kind of weird games kind of finishing up the college or the high school football season.
Yeah, we're getting playoffs.
Another one we have there. Here. We've got we like to build fans. We like to be relatable to you. Had a text earlier today. Guys, my 7-year-old son and first-time listener has been laughing all morning on the way to work with me. Can you give him a shout-out? His name is Elijah. So shout-out to Elijah.
Hello, Elijah.
Thank you for listening. I hope we can take you from 7 all the way to 50.
7. Wow.
7. And loving the show.
Listen to you. It's FM, man. We get the young kids now.
Don't believe everything they say about us. Simply not true.
It is not true. Yes.
No, I can't believe the high school football season is almost coming to an end.
Yeah. And colleges too. I mean, college season ends mid-November. That's weird for me, man. Like, I hate when it stops down in college. You're like, damn, it's over already? Yeah, but now we got the playoff, which adds so much more intrigue to this thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Blue Springs has one of the best marching bands in the country, no doubt. My little sister was in band. They got to go to Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. For marching band?
Yeah, it's expensive. It's an expensive trip, but she got to go.
What'd she play?
I don't know.
The flute.
Yeah, I don't know what she played.
That one time at band camp?
Yeah. Someone asked a question about the Crest Ridge Cougars. Any update on them? They're up to 70,000 likes on Instagram.
When's the finale?
End of November.
End of November.
Middle of November,
we
believe.
Got a while. Yeah, keep voting.
70,000 likes, 20,000 shares. So love that. Keep liking that so they can get that grant from T-Mobile and fix their stadium and their facilities. Keep doing it.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I heard somebody the other day say when DeAndre Hopkins came to Kansas City, that's another coup for Brett Veach. And I'm like, you know what? That really is the best way to put it, right?
What does coup de grace mean?
Yeah, coup de grace.
Yeah.
It means the greatest coup.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
makes me think of Finn Balor.
Yeah, exactly. So another coup for Brett Veach. And I'm like, that's not a false statement at all. Like every time Brett Veach makes a move, it's like, oh man, this guy again made another move that's going to make this team better. And everybody around the league now has like Veach envy, I think is what they're calling it. I mean, you got Veach envy, of course. I mean, he went out and got DeAndre Hopkins. You know, Brett Veach went out and got, you know, Kareem Hunt. Brett Veach went out and got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the list goes on and on. He signed Chris Jones, you know, in the offseason. And we talked about it with Mitch, and we'll talk about it more, obviously, with Mitch as he's getting ready to join us here in a couple of minutes, though. That Chris Jones and re-signing him is the biggest coup that Brett Veach has ever had. And nobody ever wants to give Brett Veach credit for re-signing his own. You better start giving Brett Veach credit for re-signing his own, because I'll tell you what, this offseason, it's going to be a lot of re-signing their own and not going out and getting guys from other organizations, which is the right way to do it. Free agency is a scam, in my opinion, when you spend stupid money on big-name players that are way past their prime. But fans love that. They love winning the game in March, and then you get to September, and none of those turds produce. Ask the Jets how their quarterback situation is right now.
Okay.
So you've got a free agent coup this offseason, I think, is going to be very big, because you got Trey, you've got Bolton, you've got, you know, Justin Reed, you've got the beginnings now of Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis as being potential guys that you can start to have the conversation with. So when you talk about coup, yeah, that was a coup to get DeAndre Hopkins, but people also seemingly forget the biggest coup for Brett Veach this past offseason was just re-signing Chris Jones. And the biggest coup next offseason for him may be extending George Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie.
And not a coup, but a cue before we pull Mitch Holtis' intro to give him a little bit of fire before he joins the show.
The NFL has been very favorable to the Kansas City Chiefs. They should appreciate it. Because I'm telling you, man, they could be 1-5.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
I can feel it in my plums. It's because Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, Sponsored by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision experience outside. Outstanding patient care. There's a dyslexia. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mitch Holtis, you picked up your 300th win as the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations on not getting fired for all that time. That's wonderful. It's fantastic. Well done out of you. Which is your favorite win?
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's like asking me what child or grandchild do I like the most.
Well, we all have
all
an answer.
Super Bowls. No. All three Super Bowls are in a linear answer there, obviously, and for different reasons. But, yeah, there's just been a ton. I just got to put it in perspective for you, though. There's some math within the math. In the 19 years before Andy Reid came to town, 150 wins.
Oh, my God.
So how about that? Right at the line. We averaged 7.8 points a win for 19 years. Since he has been here, 11.33 years, we've averaged 13.2 wins a year, equaling 150 wins. It's actually a 150-150.
Wow.
If Andy Reid does not come to town, we stay on the same win total, I would still be 58 wins short of 300.
Mm, wow.
That gives you an idea what's going on here.
I mean, so, that's wild.
Thanks, Jensen.
Yeah, do you still get the same sort of like butterflies that you had on your first game calling like the NFL?
Of course.
Every game.
Good,
Bob.
Good.
Every game. And I've been asked a lot nationally, like, what's it like? Because you guys now for 6 years, really seven or six and a third, like you guys are there. You're there. Right now you're the best team. You've been the best team. But and I say that humbly, not trying to get anybody mad. But I tell people the difference between now and those first 19 years or even the first couple of years of coach is that every game feels like a playoff game. The nervousness that I feel. You can have people that are on the road trips with me. Don't talk to me on game day. On the bus going to the stadium, don't even get close to me. I go in Smith Center football mode, man. And the butterflies in my stomach every single game, as Pat would say it, are there, still there, and even more so now in these last 6 years.
Well, and I feel that same way, too. I know when I sit down, the nerves start to go, so I can imagine what it is. And the reason I ask is because sometimes people just get numb to doing something all the time, right? They just get used to it. It becomes old hat, and it's not that big a deal. This is a big deal, man. 300 wins, being there for the voice and to basically write the script of what's going on for this team over the last 6 or 7 years. Like, I don't think I could ever get numb to what's going on. Like, I never want this moment of our lives to end.
Well, and honestly, I feel like every game is my first game. I remember the very, very first game I did when I filled in for Kevin Harlan and thinking this might be my, I got to make this happen. I got to make this rock. But I feel that way. I'll feel that way for this game Sunday. I do in my prep for it. It's just I don't ever want to lose that, because I think then that's when you start having disrespect for the players and the league and how hard it is to win in this league and how hard it is to do what we've been doing and to be the best really pro franchise right now. Name a pro franchise in other sports. I say this every Friday with you guys. There's no other pro franchise in any of the big four that are doing what the Chiefs are doing right now.
Nope. Not at all. So now they go out and get DeAndre Hopkins, another coup, as they say, for Brett Veach. Let's talk about expectations for him. What do you think short-term and long-term are for DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, I think short-term are some of the obvious. Catch radius. He's got a wide wingspan in his hands. He just looks different. Like, he's practicing yesterday, and I talked to some of our coaches. I'm like, okay, that looks different. They're just kind of chuckling and laughing, because he's just such a splendid-looking athlete. I think that he will fill in some of the void of the loss of Rashee Rice and the fact that you can get yards in the middle. Catch ratio. If you study his career, he's somewhere between, always on the average, 60-64% of targets to catches, which is just terrific. And the fact that if you throw it there, tight window throws, Patrick can do that. Long-term, I think for him, is the benefit that he will give two players in specific. One is Travis Kelce, for what's obvious, in trying to get some of the heat off those double teams. But I think from a psychological standpoint, it's awesome for Xavier Worthy, because whether it's real or if it's sublime, Xavier starts to feel the weight of his world on his shoulders, there's no Juju. He's out. There's no Rice. There's no Hollywood. I got to do this more than he should feel at this point in his career. So I think that takes just play now. Just play, Xavier. Just run your route. Go deep. We'll hit you on a 54-yarder. But let D-Hop take care of all this other stuff and take some of that off your plate. I think that's one of the more sublime advantages of getting DeAndre Hopkins.
Mitch, I want to bring this up because it is Raider Week, and I think a lot of things we've forgotten about, but they've done a lot of talking, so maybe it's a more modern day, but there is, in your opinion, there could be like a Raider danger, or is this just one of those games where we see the Chiefs finally put up one of those like 40-5 to 7 games like we saw last year against the Bears?
No, I don't feel that with these guys, and all you got to know is, I mean, last team to beat us. 12 wins in a row and lost to these guys. And I went back and looked at that game, and it you just kind of get a queasy feeling in your stomach. 2 defensive touchdowns in 9 seconds, including, I know where you're going with the quote from Jones, who had the pick 6. But these guys put 30 on Baltimore and beat them at Baltimore. I don't laugh at Minshew. In fact, I respect him. Spags brought it up yesterday, and I had it on my boards when I was talking to Spags. Minshew, his first NFL experience was against us, and he lit us up. He was 22 of 25, and we had the game in hand against Jacksonville in the opening game of 2019. But Minshew had put up all these yards for Mike Leach at Washington State, and he had the mustache, and ha, ha, ha. He came in and was great in that game. So Minshew was in the Pro Bowl last year. He's won 24 games as a pro. You don't want him to get hot. And Brock Bowers has had the best start of any tight end in the NFL in his first 7 games, any tight end, including Kelce, who didn't play that first year. But in his first 7 games, Bowers has 47 catches. He's legit. And then if Max Crosby's out there trying to tear your face off, it's always dangerous. So I always look at how possible could the Chiefs lose this game. And you can come up with several scenarios.
You mentioned Max Crosby. I mean, I know he's out there trying to kill Patrick Mahomes and do all this kind of stuff, but I mean, there's a chance we can get him. We go out and get Max Crosby, right? I mean, there's got to be at least one redeeming quality about this guy that we could like if we could get him here to Kansas City.
Well, I don't think he's going to throat punch Pat like Malik Collins did. Right. He went to Center High School. Yeah, that's a Kansas City kid.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, Malik Collins went to Kansas. He went to Center High School in Kansas City. He's a Yellow Jacket.
Oh.
He was a state champion wrestler. He was a legend in wrestling for Center. And they're trying to throat punch Pat. Like, dude, you want to come back? Like, we'll shut you out of town.
Yeah, that guy's not welcome back in Kansas City. Sorry, man.
Come on, man. Let's go here. Played at Nebraska. What are we doing? Max has one redeeming quality, in my opinion. You ready for it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Went to the same high school as Bobby Witt Jr., Hollyville Hardage. That's it. And the best as I can tell, and I think I asked Bobby one time, I've had like one conversation with him, but I go, and I thought I brought up Max Crosby. I think that somebody can ask him. I think he was a freshman when maybe Max Crosby was a senior at Hollyville Heritage High.
Huh.
But that's it.
That's
Other
it.
Than that, it's like, nope, nothing else. Just nothing else. Max Crosby's the villain.
I feel like I can give you another stat that Max Crosby's good at doing. He's good at waking up the wrong MF-er, according to Patrick Mahomes in audio and video that I've seen, which is kind of nice because this could be a game that he wakes up. Mitch, I look at your sixth win of your career, which came on November 6th, 1994, I would assume, judging by the opening that we played for you. It was 13-3 against those Raiders on Sunday Night Football. Do you see this kind of being that game? Like the defense just, either if it's Desmond Ridder or Gardner Minshew, that it's just, they just suffocate him like they did Brock Purdy and just make them turn the ball over and just run time of possession and walk out of there with a win?
Not only that, Dusty, but I think what started last week, what I'm excited about is I think this Chiefs team on defense can do what they did not do last year or the first games of this year, and that's take the ball away. The most exciting thing for me last week was intercepting Brock Purdy 3 times. And to take the ball away can be devastating to opponents because the offense is going to come around or it's just going to be better. The one thing that's been missing are takeaways. And I know you don't go to Hy-Vee and buy takeaways, but you can, if you start, they start to come in bunches, man. And if you get a mentality of that, the Raiders have 16 giveaways, just ghastly. And that's why they're 2-5. That's why Spags said, if they don't turn the ball over, this is on. But I think the Chiefs can turn them over, Dusty. Not only wipe them out, take the ball away and go score on them.
And it's something that you mentioned they haven't done, but they've given it away a lot as well. I mean, and still sitting at 6-0, like the Vermeil turnover stats have been thrown out the window for this football team.
Here's your stat of the morning. I couldn't believe this. I had to go back and look at this. I saw it, and I go, nah, that can't be right. There have been eight teams since 2001 that have been 6-0 and have had 10 or more giveaways. That's the Chiefs, right? We're sitting at 10 giveaways, and we're 6-0. But seven other teams have done it since 2001. How many of those seven have made the Super Bowl?
All of them.
Every one of them. It's a stupid stat.
Wow.
And
shows you how good they are, right?
Well, yeah, and it tells about a defense.
Yeah.
Three of those seven won Super Bowls. So those seven teams were 3-4 in the Super Bowl. But the 2004 Patriots, the 2009 Saints, and the 2015 Broncos. And we always want to talk about, and Drew Brees was good in the 2009 Saints, but that was a really good New Orleans defense. The 2004 Patriot defense was outstanding, and we know that the 2015 Bronco defense was one of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So to be 6-0 and have 10-plus giveaways is actually commonplace, and every one of those teams made the Super Bowl. But I had to look at that two or three times because I'm like, that can't be right.
That's crazy. That's wild. Yeah, so book it.
Nutty stat, boys.
Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Real quick on DeAndre Hopkins, just to kind of finish it up and put the bow on the biggest story of the week. You know, it's a win for DeAndre. It's a win for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no strings attached. I mean, I think that's why he was kind of that perfect guy to go get. You didn't have to give up a high draft pick and spend $20 million to get a guy like Cooper Kupp that the Rams tried to shop to everybody and then be like, oh, everybody was calling us. Nobody was calling you. So DeAndre Hopkins to me is like that perfect addition because it's a right now moment, and then there's no commitment afterwards.
Let's give Brett Veach some kudos again that he doesn't get nationally, and he did not give up the guts of the draft capital of the 2025 draft.
Right.
You're sitting here with day one and day two picks. It's brilliant. I mean, the guy just keeps going. But you know who gains the most in this, I think, more than any human being in this whole DeAndre Hopkins trade?
Who's that?
DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And I talked to him yesterday about it, just had a brief chat. This is the same discussion I had with Carlos Dunlap. Remember we got him? He went 12 years and had no playoff wins. I said, Los, I went 21 years with no playoff wins. And when we got the first playoff win for Dunlap, he had tears in his eyes. I saw him the opening game this year, the banner drop game, and he mentioned that. Here's DeAndre Hopkins, incredible Hall of Fame career, 12 years, 6 playoff games, 2 playoff wins. They were both wild card wins. DeAndre Hopkins has never played in a conference championship game. He smells it. He's excited about it. He's getting an opportunity that Tony Gonzalez thought he was going to get, but Tony Gonzalez in 17 years had one playoff win. D-Hop knows he's got a shot now, and it's win-win. But I think for D-Hop, he's thinking like he's the biggest winner right now.
Mitch, I referenced Max Crosby waking up Patrick Mahomes. He's been sleepwalking to a 6-0. To give you your favorite movie reference of Step Brothers, Brennan and Dale, you're not supposed to wake them up when they're sleepwalking. If they wake Patrick Mahomes up, I could see total havoc going on in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, God, they're carrying the Christmas tree into the bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Come on. That's right.
Come on. Come on.
Don't touch my drum set! Mitch, have a good call this weekend. Continue to stay undefeated in Vegas as well as those Chiefs. And congratulations on 300 wins. Go get 301 this week, my man.
Thanks, you guys. And I know and I respect Brock Purdy, but we messed with his drum set.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Take care, Mitch.
See you, Mitch.
See you, boys.
Mitch Holtis there, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, and also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. On the other side, I got to tell you about my friends at Diamond Direct Plus, collabs in the food industry as we take a little bit of break from the football talk. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you on a Raider Red Friday. It's got a nice ring to it. Red Friday, Raider Week. Just heard the voice of Mitch Holtis. If you missed it, it'll be on the podcast for you. Doesn't think it's going to be a blowout. I was kind of hoping he would say, yes, it will be. But I know Mitch. He's professional.
Oh, he's a pro. I'm not. So I'll say it will be a blowout.
That's
in
right.
This game. Mitch playing the company line. I get all that. But I will tell you, I think this one has the opportunity to be an absolute, absolute motorboating on the hands of the Chiefs to the Raiders.
Someone said, can you all post that stat Mitch gave out? I could, or I could give it to you in the audio form.
Here's your stat of the morning. I couldn't believe this. I had to go back and look at this. I saw it, and I go, nah, that can't be right. There have been eight teams since 2001 that have been 6-0 and have had 10 or more giveaways. That's the Chiefs, right? We're sitting at 10 giveaways, and we're 6-0. But seven other teams have done it since 2001. How many of those seven have made the Super Bowl?
All of them.
Every one of them.
Boom.
And I didn't know that. It was like, we didn't rehearse that part. Like, I had no idea. I just figured, what the hell? Let me guess all of them. All of the teams that have been 6-0 with 10 or more turnovers have gone on to the Super Bowl. So
there is your stat.
There's your moment of zen. I mean, it is because
you're on the Zens too.
Yeah, no. But see, I'm not Baker Mayfield, right? Here's the interesting thing about all
of
that. The turnover stat usually is the most telling stat of how good you are as a team. Mm. And if you're negative, you're usually not a winning football team. That tells you how good Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and this defense truly are. Mm. And I got to keep going back to this defense because nobody wants to give this defense credit. I'm sure there are still nitwits out there in the national media, maybe even the local media, because we had some dumb takes locally. we told you about yesterday. We sit with people probably still looking around going, I just don't understand where they are offensively. I do think there's a growing number of people who don't watch the actual games and just read box scores and make statements based on what they read in the newspaper.
Mm.
Because if you watch the games, that really shouldn't be a surprise to you. I didn't realize the Chiefs were 10-plus turnovers. I knew Mahomes had the 8 interceptions, but it doesn't resonate with me because they win their football games. They find ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, so the moral of the story is just to give the ball away.
Yep. That's exactly what we're saying,
right.
Yes. They'd be 6-0 if they had less turnovers. Oh, wait, they're 6-0.
Yeah. Given a collab, food-wise, Mac was excited about this. He said there's a donut shop and a burger shop collabing. Krispy Kreme and McDonald's, is that right?
Well, yeah, and it's too bad. It happens. I know, find out the week of this.
Yeah, you can't go right now.
You
get E. coli.
Were they just going to have a burger with a donut bun? Is that what the collab was?
No, I think they're just going to sell the Krispy Kremes at McDonald's.
Just get a double cheeseburger, get a donut.
But they should give you the option of having your burger on a Krispy Kreme donut. There was a minor league baseball team years ago that did that. I'm like, oh, that sounds disgusting. And then you eat it. You're like, oh, my God, that's really good, right? And I'm sure it's probably fantastic. If McDonald's is going to truly do a collab with Krispy Kreme, they need to give you the option, dollar upcharge probably, if you want the side salad instead. You get the opportunity to upcharge. A Big Mac and all the buns are Krispy Kreme donuts, right?
Mm.
That would be good. A McChicken, a filet of fish. The filet of fish may not be good on the Krispy Kreme donut, though.
You could put a filet of fish on a brioche bun. I wouldn't eat it.
Oh, I love the filet of fish, but that probably would be good. McChicken would probably be pretty good
that
on a crispy
bad.
What if you subbed out the McGriddle bun and put the breakfast into the donut?
You could do that as well. Yeah.
Do you have any other collabs you'd like to do?
I personally would say I would collab away from onions now at the fast food restaurants, which is what they're all doing. Taco Bell, KFC, and I think Pizza Hut as well all said we're out of the onion business right now because of the E. coli that McDonald's had. So everybody's getting away from the onions.
Ugh. I try to tell you, onions are bad. Okay. Don't do onions. it's not good. A collab I'd like to see is like a s'mores pizza roll.
Oof.
Like a cinnamon toast crunch breading, but then inside is s'mores. I feel like I'm stoned.
but you say that Right. And the Dodgers are actually doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
They're doing a fried peanut butter and Nutella sandwich for the World Series. So that's kind of like on a bigger scale, a s'mores pizza roll.
Like we love we all three love the taco pizza from Casey's.
Oh God, yes.
What if like Papa John's did like a Crunchwrap pizza
from Taco Bell and they got together? That'd be. But see, you would think Taco Bell and Pizza being owned by the same company would have already done something like that.
What are we doing here?
Right? Like Taco Bell's rolling it back and bringing back some of those old menu items that they announced yesterday.
The decades menu.
Yeah, that's fun.
Like the without the decades prices.
Yeah, the price. I mean, they're two something a piece, you know, for your tostada. $2.19 for a tostada.
Not paying it.
How much you paying for a tostada? The
89
sit down,
cents.
You know,
like, how much was it in 1960?
What year are you living in? You're like this article yesterday I read about these poor people in suburban Philadelphia who are feeling the crunch of what they're calling inflation, and they said this year they could not afford to pay $1,000 to have their trees trimmed. And I thought to myself, get your ass out there and trim your own trees, like most of us do, right? And they're talking about bushes and shrubs. They weren't talking about climbing the tree and cutting branches. So is inflation really there, or are you still living like it's 1985? Because I have people like, oh, the price of gas has gone down. I mean, it's like 260 something. And if you go to Hy-Vee and you save all your gas points, little tip, buy a bag of Skinny Pop at Hy-Vee, okay? Hy-Vee Skinny Pop on sale. And you get 20 cents off per gallon for each bag of Skinny Pop you buy.
Here's a tip. Wait till Monday to get gas, because it'll be 72 cents off.
72 cents off with the Chiefs. That's exactly right. Top that with the additional. They're going to be paying you to get gas at Hy-Vee.
Okay.
So you got your tostada that's coming back. The green sauce burrito was popular in the 70s. None of us were around for it, but it sounds pretty good.
It's like a Verde burrito?
No, refried beans, crunchy onions. So like you put in the casserole, I would imagine. You know, the green bean casserole.
I like those.
Those are a nice salad topping, give you a nice little crunch. Shredded cheddar and a green sauce made with green chili, tomatillos, jalapenos, and spices. That's a $2.49 item.
I'm in on that, yeah.
They got the Mexi Melt too, right?
The Mexi Melt is coming back. Nice. One of their most requested items. It is pico de gallo, seasoned beef, and a three cheese blend melted inside a tortilla, $2.99. God. The Gordita Supreme is coming to you for $2.99. And then the caramel apple empanada, which I'm not a big dessert guy at Taco Bell for $2.99.
Come hang out at my house for about an hour, and you'll see if you want one of those empanadas.
One of those empanadas, yeah.
Windows open.
Yeah.
Is Taco Bell open? I'd like to thank the Lycans.
So the tostada, the green sauce burrito, the Mexi Melt, the Gordita Supreme will appear on the 31st, and they're waiting until November 21st to launch the caramel apple empanadas. Can't put that many new things in the restaurant.
Somebody says, what about biscuits and then adding some gravy?
No.
Take the day off, 620.
Not a chance.
Pizza Hut did a Cheez-It pizza, and it was terrible.
I remember that.
They also did like,
really?
Yeah, they also did a Cheez-It Crunchwrap, and everyone said it just became a sog pit.
Oh, yeah, I never got one of those. Just a massive Cheez-It and then a Crunchwrap on top of it.
That's right. But, man, that Mexi Melt, how you don't? I will probably get three of those. Like, I'm afraid with the Decades menu that I'm going to have a DoorDash order like the Royals when they won against the Baltimore Orioles. You remember that picture? You want to see what $280 worth of Taco Bell DoorDash looks like?
Yeah.
Vinny Pasquantino had that out there. Man, I don't know. Is there any other collab that we're missing? Because Minsky's and, what, Q39 did a pizza? Can Smokehouse and, like, Summit Pizza do, like, a brisket pizza?
Smokehouse does their own barbecue pizza.
I did not know that. I need to listen to the Reeds more.
Thanks for listening to the Reeds more.
Well, all I hear is chili and wings, and I'm already
the
locked in.
The pizza's all in there, man. You get the flatbread, their sauce, a little cheese on top. You're going to throw down some of their crispy meat, some sausage and burnt ends on top, drizzle with some barbecue sauce. That, my friends, is a collab.
Crunchwrap pizza would be good. Remember the double-decker pizza? Does anybody remember that?
Yes.
You remember the edge? Was just like no crust? Mm-hmm. How do we not have a pizza buffet?
That buffet.
Pizza buffet, though, is different. They'll bring it out fresh.
You got to get there before Rita and Harry come in, though.
Yeah. Bring back the Frito burrito. Yes. Or the chili cheese burrito at Taco Bell was money.
I mean, you see some of these people that load up at the Pizza Hut of, oh my God.
I'll join them. I'll be their best friend.
They still have the Frito burrito. I think it's on the $2 menu. I can't remember what it's called anymore, but I still get it, 913. Still there. They can't call it Fritos anymore.
Why?
Probably because...
Because Fritos, like, isn't that owned by Pepsi, which owns Taco Bell?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. But yeah, it's still there.
Something tells me we're about to hear about a smokehouse pizza, but after that, you're going to figure out what we have in the script, which is one of my favorite segments that we do here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Kansas City Sports, and you're about to listen to a pizza you can order.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.